Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans.
Oh. What the fuck is up, everybody?
Welcome to the show. Let's do this.
Oh, I had my... I don't know what I was doing. I had like
you
a King Kong gorilla.
You turned into an ape.
I think
for
so. I did. I was throwing my shit against the wall here earlier today, so it just makes sense.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, I made the thumbnail and I named this episode after a recent... some would say tragedy that just happened today.
Okay.
One of the members of One Direction has taken a fall.
Yeah.
To his death.
Was he pushed?
He's dead.
Was he pushed by Hillary Clinton?
That's what people are wondering. Like, first of all, my first thought as soon as I heard that, I was like, oh shit, that sucks. But then I was like, how do you just fall from a third story fucking hotel room?
You fell One Direction. Well, down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you're either pushed or you jump.
Well, I that's where it's going to be interesting when they get like the autopsy done. Like, was he high as fuck? Was he like, because there's been obviously on X, like, who knows if there anything's real. It's literally hours ago this happened. So
yeah,
like there's people saying that when he was in the lobby, there's witnesses, I guess, that say he was acting erratic and like smashing his laptop and stuff. And like, who the fuck knows?
I mean, the band hasn't worked out well for a couple of years.
That's true. Well, he was there to watch his former band member's band play.
He's just like, fuck Harry Styles. Yeah, fucker took all the money.
I don't know. Like, cause I mean, that's apparently why he was in Argentina. He was there to watch the concert. And then,
sad. Yeah. So, like, I have no idea about this. I haven't, like, done any research into him, into what happened to One Direction. Did he leave? Was he forced out? Like,
well,
I don't know anything about it.
One week ago, he was on I believe, a British television show. I know the show. I just can't think of the Norton show or something. What's that guy's name?
Oh, that super popular
Ken
one?
Ken Norton?
Is that it? I don't know. It's got that, like, the pinkish background.
Yeah, but he
actually was talking about being at a party with Diddy, Jay-Z.
Oh, no.
And Leonardo DiCaprio.
Dude. So...
And the guy, the host was like, don't say anymore. Don't say anymore. We don't need to know anymore. And that was the week.
Because he knew.
I don't know. That's the theory that's going around. He did say it, but whether it was last week, I'm not sure. Didn't look deep enough.
Dude, I wonder if like all these celebrities that have gone to Diddy parties are just going to end up dying. Like, let's see if that happens.
Is it a better outcome than realizing that you're banging minors and
or you know, the whole world realizing
it's all going to come out anyway, right?
You're not here to deal with it. You know what I'm saying? You know how it goes. People like
that's why they call it the easy way out.
The easy way out, man. Not, you know, who knows? Who knows, man?
Yeah,
your legacy is stamped with shame. You know, like
I'm with you though, Greg.
You get the shame belts.
I don't know much about it, man. I heard about it, and it's it's sad.
Well, there isn't much information about it yet. No. Like I said, it literally just happened, five hours ago, maybe?
Yeah, it wasn't long ago. I never liked him much anyway. I gotta be honest. Like, I'm not like, I'm not heartbroken. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like,
well,
sad.
So, I never liked him much.
His name was Liam.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's trying to take Liam Neeson's. Like, come on, dude. Like, you can't do that. There's only one Liam.
Well, he doesn't name himself.
And I'm going to go after you. Yeah. You took my daughter. I'm going to find you and I'm going to rip your balls off and shove them down your throat.
Ooh.
Damn, dude.
That was a decent Liam Neeson.
I'm not mad about that at all, dude. I thought it was pretty well done, I got to be honest. Did you guys get to watch the Kamala Harris on Bret Baier today?
No, I did not.
Wow, dude. That was interesting. He did a great job. And she got mad, like very upset.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
She was like yelling. She was kind of yelling there for a while. And he's just, and then they talked over each other so much that they ended the fucking thing. It was not a good look, man.
I just seen one part where he asked about, they were talking about Trump's mental stability and stuff.
Yeah.
And then he's like, yeah. And then he casually brought up, so when did you notice Joe Biden's mental stability declining rapidly?
Yeah.
And she's just
oh boy.
She couldn't answer it.
She's like, Joe Biden is smart. He knows everything he's done so far in this. Yeah. And she was like, oh shit, he got me in a corner there.
The best line of all of it, I thought, was, you know, if you're turning the page and you're the change, how can you explain to people who are concerned that you've been in office for 3.5 years? And she's like, and Trump has been running. You know what I'm saying. And he's like, I don't know what you're saying. What does Trump running have to do with you being in office for 3.5 years? Like, it was a... No, listen, she sucks.
She's a shit show.
She fucking sucks, dude. She is that drunk aunt at Christmas parties that, like, you can't be around because they just talk nonsense. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes uncles, you know. But it's not good for her, man. The numbers are not good for her right now. And it's only, what, 20 days? 21 days? 25 days? I don't know. It's coming quick, man. Is it 2 weeks? Mm-hmm. 2.5 weeks?
It's like
about 2 weeks, close, yeah.
Dude.
Whew, man.
3 weeks-ish? I don't know.
Man, oh, so, man.
Yeah, 2 weeks, I don't know, dude. I mean.
7 days? Mm. No, so
2.5 weeks.
3 weeks? 2.5 weeks, yeah.
Well, I mean, since you brought up a Diddy party, I got a couple articles here. Some of them are pretty funny, but I knew this was going to happen. So this is the TMZ article that I brought here. This is about this popular Halloween costume and get ready to wear baby oil, okay? This is some Diddy. It's a Diddy face, and it comes supplied with baby oil. And I knew people were going to, like, I was just thinking, like, what are people going to dress up as this Halloween? Like, what kind of Diddy stuff are they going to throw out there? And this one, like, was the first article that I saw, and I'm like, okay, here we go. It's already started.
That's hilarious.
There's this guy has this video of it where, like, he puts the mask over his face and he puts the hoodie on. It looks pretty legit, you know? And he's like, and it comes with some baby oil. And he's like throwing the baby oil over.
So this guy actually sells these. He has multiple different actors, and some of them look really good. Some of them are so-so, but, like, he has some ones that are really good, man. Like, really,
what, face coverings. Like
they're just pullover face coverings, and some of the faces look really nice. Like, obviously from the side, it's not as good, but I haven't seen the Diddy one. Yeah, I mean, that's new,
right?
But, yeah, it's
and good. Then there's, like, this. If you scroll down, there's, like, just a bunch of other, like, baby oil. There's, like, a baby oil apron.
Yeah,
you know, SPF 30. There's a bunch of other shit, but. I was just like, dude, what other costumes do you guys think that is going to come out of this whole Diddy thing? Like the white party? You think there's going to be some white parties out there?
Oh, for sure. There's going to be people dressed in white.
Yeah, man. I can see some like Beyonce with some like devil horns, you know, like some satanic Beyonce. She's pretty good at that stuff. I think she's the one that's next, man, personally.
Yeah, Jay-Z, Beyonce.
Yeah, dude.
I was thinking like a blow up Diddy. You know, like they have those like horses.
Oh, yeah. Or like the dinosaur like suits.
They would have like one that's like you're getting fucked in the ass by Diddy. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's just like constantly Diddy's behind you, fucking you in the ass.
That's actually pretty good. I kind of like
that. They should do that, dude. You just put it on and it's Diddy right behind you. Like, because when you walk, it would blow in the wind. It would bob. You know what I mean? So it looked like he'd like be thrusting you every time you took a step.
Oh my God.
It'd be good.
Man, that's crazy, dude. It's weird to think of, like, if you think back a couple years and, like, all the people that have talked about, like, one specifically that sticks in my head is there was one of these rappers that apparently, like, walked in or knocked on the door and he was, like, fucking another dude.
Mm.
And he came out with another guy. It was another famous rapper. And he's just like, what the fuck is going on, dude? Like, and I was like, really? Like, really?
Was that the Will Smith accusation?
No, I don't think.
Could have been, dude, because that guy, there's some dude that was talking about how Will Smith was, he was like, he had a party with Will Smith, and then he was like, yeah, and he just was murdering. He was murdering Will.
Damn, dude. That's why he's so angry, man. That's why he slapped his wife.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
He didn't slap his he
slapped Chris Rock because of his wife. That's what I meant.
He probably got slapped by his wife many times.
Shit, man. Maybe she doesn't have alopecia and he just had her shave her hair to look more manly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, G.I. Jane.
He's
shit.
Like, bitch, I need you to look a little more like Diddy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God.
Bring back the good days.
Dude looks like a lady. Lady looks like a dude. Come on.
Yeah, let's dude.
Make it happen.
I just did. I don't want to believe, like, at the time, you know, hearing that stuff, you're like, there's no way that, like, Puff Daddy, because he has a lot of money. Yeah. Obviously, he could have a lot of women if he wanted to. And that's what's weird to me. Is you've got a guy that's so wealthy, man, like so insanely wealthy, a musician, knows all these people. If he was like a straightforward guy, like think of if he was just a really nice, cool dude with all that money and that popularity, he could bang any person he wanted to. Even men. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Even men. No, I'm saying without forcing it. Like that's what I don't understand is you could almost have sex with anybody you wanted to. Like that's not true because a lot of people wouldn't. But I'm just saying. You have people around that would absolutely love to have sex with you, men included, right? If Puff Daddy came out and said, listen, I'm gay, there'd be men that are like, this guy's wealthy. He's not a terrible looking dude. You know, he's got all, you know, and he could get anything. I mean, he could butt fuck every day of the week. You know what I'm saying?
He could be like the black Elton John. You know what I mean?
Yes. Why have to like drug people and like do this?
Because he was a fucking fed, dude.
I know. It was a fed, and also there's a power trip.
He was the hip hop Epstein.
You're right. Absolutely. Man. It's just weird that it gets to that point. I'm with you. He is that. He's all those things. But it's weird that like power and control over somebody, even when you can do all the things that you're doing without it, is more important that you have the control
to
do something.
I'm sure it became the power part of it became pleasurable for him, but it probably started as just a fucking scheme to be able to control people.
Possibly.
Or he was being paid.
Yeah, he's been.
I mean, come on, dude. Like, his former bodyguard came out saying that he was a confidential informant.
Yeah.
And, like, he had videotapes in every single room, according to the Lil Rod lawsuit.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't do that unless you're trying to get intel and get shit on people so that way you have it on them. And you're going to give that to somebody else. Like, Diddy's not the top of the ring. He's working for somebody.
Maybe. I don't know if I buy into that. He's not the top of the ring, man.
Maybe he's the top of his own ring.
I think there's factions, there's different segments, like gangs and mobs. He's the music industry's version of what you were saying with Epstein, you know? Like, he was... I see where you're going with it, but I also am like, you got to understand that he was one of the biggest musicians. He was the wealthiest musician for a long time. It's not like there was no musician that was more powerful than him for a period of time. So it's not that surprising that there may not be somebody above him, but that doesn't mean that he hasn't coursed and worked with other people as well. Like, he's... around Epstein and learned from him, or been around the next one that we haven't heard about yet. But
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z, I think is probably under him in a lot of aspects.
Personally. I don't know, man. I mean, Jay-Z is like, I think the richest rapper now.
Now. Yeah, for sure.
Like how, you know,
but look, you just have to look at like the family tree, if you will. You know what I'm saying? The Diddy tree.
Oh, yeah.
The Diddy tree.
Diddy was there. You know, first, I'm not talking about Biggie and Tupac or any of that kind of shit. I'm saying like when this movement happened, Diddy was at the top of the game, and Jay-Z and Usher and all them went into it with went to his parties, partook in his events. You know what I'm saying? And whether they got more popular over time and became maybe as wealthy and as big, that's probably true. But he was still like the godfather, if you will. You know what I'm saying? Like he may not have been as wealthy, but I think I would have to assume that like Jay-Z probably respected him in the same way he always has. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, and Diddy got off, you know, a lot. Like, he escaped punishment from the law quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, one of the famous examples is, like, the J-Lo shooting in 1999. They were at a club.
Yeah.
And they, like, bumped into this guy. There was, like, some shots fired and all this shit, right?
Yeah.
And it turns out the gun was illegal. You know, there was a high-speed car chase and all this shit. Diddy blamed Shine, and that's where Shine got 10 years in prison. And Shine's like, dude, I didn't do this. And even the people there, like, there's like survivors who got shot, like with the shrapnel and stuff, they're like, I saw Diddy do this, or I saw Diddy's bodyguard. It was the Diddy crew that did this. It wasn't Shine. You know what I mean? And so it's like, how does he escape these things?
Easy. He has money and he's powerful. Like, how does Baldwin shoot somebody and not go to prison for it? You know what I'm saying? Like, you've talked about this extensively, I think even more than any of us have. Like, they have this way of getting away from everything. Like, who wants to be the one that locks up P. Diddy for something? You know what I mean? Like, that's reality.
Yeah.
You think so? I mean, listen, OJ he got away with shit. You know what I mean? Like, it's not that weird to think that a celebrity gets away with stuff, man. To me, that's not like the
for sure. But I just think that he was collecting blackmail on people, and so I think that he had a lot of dirt.
You're probably right. I honestly think you're probably right.
Well, and like if you look at like Diddy's upbringing, like his father died when Diddy was at a young age, but his father allegedly was working for Frank Lucas, which like was the American gangster, the Denzel Washington, yeah. The movie American Gangster.
Yeah.
That was Frank Lucas, and his father, Diddy's father, worked for that guy.
Yeah.
And Diddy's father was killed, and there was like a lot of speculation that Diddy's father was a confidential informant.
Yeah.
As well.
So I mean, so like it's not that far. It's not that far to stretch to say he was always in that kind of mob mentality, control everyone around you. Life sure, anyway. Sure. He just went at it a little grosser way.
Well, because maybe he felt untouchable. Maybe that's what started this whole thing. To Greg's point, and I think he probably was an informant for sure. Why would you not be? For him, right? Like, he's at the top of the game. He's well known by every musician.
You can still do what you want to do, and you have protection.
And he makes, how much money did he make off the government? I bet you he made a lot of money off the government by doing this shit. And they're just like, listen, Diddy, we need somebody on the inside that can give us information. You know everybody. Like, we'll pay you this amount of money. And he's like, fuck yeah. And you got immunity. He's like, fuck yeah. Like, I get a fuck all the time, dude. I butt fuck everybody. It's perfect for him, dude. He gets money.
That's exactly what, like, his former bodyguard admits. That's what Lil Rod was saying. Like, yeah. All these people are coming forward.
I wonder who gave him the name Lil Rod. Probably Diddy.
He's
just like, that guy's not packing. Let's call him Lil
Rod.
He's
a Lil Rod. Absolutely.
Lil Rod. Yeah. Only Diddy could come up with that. You know what I'm saying?
Come on. But, dude, I did bookmark that video of, Liam Payne talking about this whole attending the Diddy party. And then there's some like odd photos in this post too. I don't know if those are like legit.
Oh yeah. I've seen these circling too. I don't know how legit those are either.
Yeah.
And it's basically like drugs found in the apartment.
Yeah.
Like, the
people are saying this is what like the hotel room or whatever it was looked like.
Or TV smashed.
Or, I don't know how like these pictures would already be out.
Right. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Wait, go back to that other picture real quick.
What is this, Dove? That's a bar of Dove soap?
Go back to that one with the bathtub. Man, look how dirty that fucking faucet is there. Or, I mean, not the faucet, but the...
This?
Yeah. The jet.
Well, yeah, I mean, if this is pictures from where he was, he's in Argentina.
Yeah, but, man, you got money, bro. You're staying in a place that has a dirty fucking...
That tells you about Argentina, dude.
That looks like a Motel 6 in fucking LA, dude.
I went over to say hello to PDD, and Jay-Z was there, and Leonardo DiCaprio was sat...
I think you've dropped enough names. Okay. I think people thought Prince and Brian Ferry was good.
I need to hear about other people
in the room. Sorry. Just stick on the people the story's about.
It was Leonardo DiCaprio that did it.
I
think he's the guy, man. No one talks about him.
Leo?
Yeah, he's the fucking kingpin, dude.
Diddy did say that was his number one go-to when they asked.
His favorite fucking attendee to his parties.
It's always the guy you least expect, right? And everybody loves Leonardo, and he fucking, you know, all this stuff, and he kind of keeps himself out of the trouble, and you don't hear about him except for his...
But he's not married either.
No, that's what I'm
saying. Same with George Clooney. I think George Clooney is going to go
and
down.
And the girlfriends he does have, they're always super fucking young.
Like, fresh 18, dude.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what? Listen, if you're 18 and you want, like, listen, whatever, dude. If you're 18, I don't give a shit. If you can pull them, I don't even care about that. It's just like, it is weird that he only goes for 18 year olds. And then when they hit like 22, he's like, I'm going to get a new 18 year old. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Man.
Man.
I mean, Trump likes them young too. So.
Sure. Dude, I don't care about that shit. Men like younger women. And a lot of times women like older men. That's just like, that is it. But obviously there's that line, man. There's that line you can't cross. And I don't know that he's crossed it or not. I'm just saying it's weird because he's what, 50 now? I mean, he's got to be 48, 49, 50.
Yeah, he's probably close to 50.
Like at some point, do you want to be around an 18-year-old? I mean, like, that would be annoying, bro. I got to be honest with you. I'd be like, shit, we just don't have anything in common.
Do you really think they're having a relationship?
Well, at what point? I mean, listen, at what point?
Come on.
It's like, here, go shopping, you know?
Yeah, but at what point?
We'll fuck later.
I know. I get the, like, it's all about the fuck. I understand that. But, like, you're almost 50. Like, I get it. Some people don't want to be married. They don't want kids. I understand that. But, like, most people want relationships. Like, you want to have companionship. How do you relate to somebody that's that much younger? If it's not just about fucking. You know, if you want to get your rocks off, fine.
Maybe he's a sociopath and he doesn't actually want those things.
I think he looks in the mirror when he fucks. I think he just looks at himself and he's like, fuck yeah, dude.
My name's Leo. I am the Leo.
I am the Leo.
Yeah.
He's just like, I'm not fucking coming.
Yeah. He's only come when I see it.
I'm not leaving. Yeah, dude.
Who knows? He clenches. I mean, there's probably so many fucking people tied up in this. There are. I mean, who the fuck knows?
There's no evidence about Leonardo DiCaprio.
Fucking, what's
being
it? Liam fucking One Direction down guy. He's probably tied up in this.
Who knows?
We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, who knows, man? It'll come out.
The night is young. It will come out.
Eventually it will come out. You know, and I don't know why I still don't believe that the Epstein stuff will ever come out, but I think that this will. I don't know why I believe that. But you know what it is? I'll tell you what it is. It's that in the music industry, right, compared to Epstein with insanely
different
wealthy
kinds of power,
diplomatic people,
yeah,
they can tend to keep their mouth shut and do keep their mouth shut because they know the whole thing's corrupt. But musicians speak sometimes. And like there's so many in Hollywood, I feel like once the ball rolls, just like Weinstein, I think you're going to see a bunch of people giving up names. Dude.
I think Diddy's going to squeal like a fucking hog, dude.
So here's the deal, though. Like, because with Weinstein, and I guess this happened with numerous like producers and whatever, they would make these promises to young girls saying, hey, come here, you know, do X, Y, and Z to me, or let me do stuff to you, and then I'll give you this role, I'll make you like this song go famous, and then they just never produced, like they never promised or delivered on their promise. So like that's why all these girls are, I hate to say it, bitter, but I mean, there was an agreement there initially, right? They're like, hey, you know, this sucks that I got to do this, but I'm willing to do this.
Yeah.
So they made that Faustian bargain where they're like, hey, you know, like, and I'm not saying that there weren't girls or women that were unfortunately like molested and you know what I mean? Like,
no, I know
they didn't
know.
Want any of this shit, right?
Yeah, I know.
But there were those people and those women that were pursuing the career and were willing to do things to get that career.
And see, that's what bothers me, man. To your point, I actually think it's a good point. That's like one of those subjects that no one wants to touch on because they don't want to be the one that says it. But we did talk about it a while back. And like, obviously, there were people that were probably graped. You know what I'm saying? There were people that probably were not wanting it at all. Like, and if you look at Diddy parties where you show up to a party, want to have a good time, and all of a sudden you're drugged up with lotion and you're all waking up to being naked with your butt hurt. That's very different, though, than like with some of the other situations where they are trying to advance their career and they're willing to like, well, I don't want to do it, but I mean, if I get this movie scene, like that's, you're making a choice. I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying, but you are. Yeah. You could have said, fuck you, man. Like, I'm fucking out of here and go be a fucking, you know, a normal job because you're like, I'm not doing this shit. That's what normal people would do. They'd say, like, I'm not fucking putting up. Are you kidding me? Like, I'd rather not be an actress and not have to fuck your fucking fish dick. Like, what's going on? You know what I mean?
But that's what Diddy did, dude. He basically said, do you not want your song to go viral or do you? Like, let's get this on right now. And then I'll make you go famous.
And see, you're talking about a time period where, you know, the TikToks didn't exist and social media wasn't as prevalent and YouTube wasn't there. And so putting yourself on yourself and getting views on your own and kind of, because that's, a lot of people are coming up that way, right? They're getting massive views, their songs are going viral, and then they become stars because of social media. And back then, to your point, Greg, like, you know, you needed to have somebody break you out, you know what I'm saying? Get you out there. And he was offering it, unfortunately, with major side effects.
If he was a informant or a fed or like working with them, why would he be going down now?
So I get into that on the the last episode of Strange Sauna. We're doing like, Flex and I are doing like this three-part series. We might do a four-part series on like the Diddy downfall. And believe it or not, Diddy sued. Do you guys know what Diageo is?
Yeah, I think so. That's ringing.
It's like this. It's this multi-billion. Like it's the big liquor. So if you think like big pharma, big banks, it's big liquor,
ooh,
right?
Big liquor.
Yeah. So it's like worldwide, they own everything, pretty much, damn near everything. So Diddy had like a Ciroc vodka, De Leon tequila contracts under Diageo. He was doing very, very well. He was very successful with Ciroc. He took him from like 45,000 cases to like 2.5 million cases in 1 year. So he says. He sued them under racial discrimination, saying that they were racist because he was black they were only marketing Ciroc and De Leon to urban customers, black customers. Mm-hmm. And he wanted in on the white customers. And he was saying, you got to like not, you know, just sell this to urban customers. Like, I want in on the whole world. You know what I mean? And so he was basically saying they were squashing his sales. They weren't like distributing his product as well as they should be. So he sued him. And that lasted a couple months. And then in January 2024, they settled. And when they settled, Diddy had to take back everything they said. He's like, you know what? I retract my statements. But then also Diageo took everything from him. So they're like, we're going to take over your Ciroc portions. We're going to take over De Leon. Like, all of your section of that business is now ours. Because, like, we're not going to have that, dude. Like, you put our name out there that we're, like, racist. Yeah. You got our name in the news. Just our name being out in the news is enough for us to, like, end this relationship. Right after that, so right after Diddy filed this lawsuit, Cassie Ventura came out with her claims, and that's where this whole thing sparked to life. The video came out on CNN of him kicking Cassie in the fucking face in that hotel room.
Yeah.
Diddy is an evil piece of shit.
Yeah.
But he was being held in check by people above him. And that's why I'm saying, like, he wasn't the boss. Like, he worked for, like, this multi-billionaire company who knew he was an evil piece of shit. And when he started going after them, they go, fuck you. We're going to end this. We're going to end you, dude. And that's where a lot of people, even 50 Cent's coming out saying, like, dude, I don't think that, like, Diddy going after Diageo had or didn't have something to do with him, like, fast-tracking his, you know, the criminal case here. Like, it 100% had something to do with him being fast-tracked.
So, basically, it was like, you're gonna go ahead and bite the hand that feeds you. Now you're going...
Pretty much.
So you're saying down. The liquor company set forth... This
dude, whole... this is all allegations. I'm not saying this fucking is going on or anything.
Yeah,
but
I mean, listen. Him, that doesn't mean he's working for them. He is a business person who is dealing with a company that distributes and does alcohol. Like, many, many people do this. That doesn't mean that he's not the kingpin or not the, like, you have to work with other people. You know what I'm saying? They're also a very powerful organization, clearly. So they have some sway.
But I think what he's saying is if he went after, tried to fuck them over.
Sure.
And then they're an even more powerful entity than he was. Then they're going to be able to know, they're going to know people and have connections to stuff to exactly, allow things to happen.
But look what Bangerson's saying in the chat. The snowfall or the snowball that got the Diddy thing started was because they changed the law in New York to extend the statute of limitations so they could go after Trump, which then in turn changed the fact that these people 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 1996 could come out and say that they were also raped with baby oil. You know what I'm saying? Like, there are many pieces to the puzzle of why. You could also argue that because of his lawsuit, because he did that, and because he lost all that shit, how much money did he lose? I would say a lot.
I mean,
millions.
Billions?
Okay, so
that's what makes billions? People rich, dude.
I know, but here's the thing. Like, a realistic way to look at it is not that this company went after him and all this stuff. In my eyes, the realistic aspect would be he just got shut down. He lost a shit ton of money, huge amounts of money, and the guy lost his fucking shit. And, like, that seems realistic to me. Like, you have all this money coming in. You're very wealthy. You want more wealth. You lose all of it. He fucking drinks himself into a stupor, beats the fuck out of his girlfriend. You know what I mean? And then she comes out, and then the whole fucking thing starts on. Okay, well, he's a bad guy. Now other musicians are coming out. Yeah, you fucking look at his baby oil, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just seems, like, logical that, like, something leads to people jumping off a fucking roof. Something leads to people snapping and beating their fucking wives. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's something. Killing people?
Yeah.
It takes an event, and maybe that was the event that happened. Maybe it had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But money's also a great incentive, too.
Well, so, yeah, he lost.
There's no proof that people are getting paid off. There's no proof that, like, Diageo is doing any of this shit, right? But the timeline is very suspect. You know,
What's suspect about? That's what I'm asking. Like, what is suspect about the timeline?
So Diddy sued Diageo. A couple months later, this whole shit starts breaking out, right?
He lost, though. You got to say that he lost.
They settled.
He didn't lose. So this was during the whole thing. So, like, he sued them like what, early 2023. And then in May, a couple months later, you had the Cassie lawsuit come out. And then it wasn't until January that they settled. Right? But you also had the Little Rod lawsuit come out. So it's like multiple people started poking their fingers at Diddy. And Diddy settled the Cassie lawsuit in like 24 hours, bro.
That was
so that right there was, you know, enough for people to go, there's probably something here. It's just like when Michael Jackson settles, they're going, there might be something here. You know, it's like,
well, I mean, not he was necessarily on camera, bro. You know, that's hard to, you know what I mean? Like,
for sure.
He was clear as day. That fucking dragging that woman down the hall. Like, he was between a rock and a rock. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But like, when did that happen? Because that video has been held by somebody and it was released to CNN on purpose for a reason. And why the timing? You know, it's just like you have to think about when was that video captured and who was holding on to it and who gave it to CNN.
She didn't.
Don't know.
She didn't do it.
No. I mean, she wouldn't have that. Why would she have the footage from a hotel room?
Yeah. But when did that happen in comparison to when she came out and said that it happened? Do you remember?
I think that happened in like 2018 or something. Like it happened like many years beforehand. Because this is when she was being held captive. Remember? Like she was like a sex slave to Diddy. You know what I mean? So like she was locked up in this hotel room. Like according to her lawsuit, she was this sex slave that was like pretty much brainwashed into like this whole sex slave operation. He would like record it, he would like tell her what to do, he would have her pick out like porn stars and have them come to their hotel room and like all this fucking weird ass shit, dude. And like,
do you remember, because it's been a minute since I've seen that video, I mean I remember it, but do you remember if it was directly from the CCTV or was it taken on a phone, somebody filming the CCTV?
Do you was directly from the footage from the hotel,
because there was no filming, it wasn't somebody filming the screen.
Nope. It was directly from the hotel.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, I definitely keep CCTV footage on my phone. You know, like when shit happens, I fucking film it and on my phone and I just keep it because I think it's hilarious. You know what I mean? So I'm not giving it to anybody. The reason I ask is it possible that somebody saw that Diddy was doing this, an employee, a security guard, they knew Puff Daddy, obviously. They took
it. The footage went viral, like CNN released it in May of, like right when this Cassie lawsuit was going on, right?
Yeah.
In May of 2023. The video was recorded in Los Angeles in March 5th, 2016.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the date and timestamp right now. I'm looking at an article here. It's clearly CCTV. It's like the freaking in the hole. It's the camera.
I understand. I just want to make sure that somebody wasn't filming it from their phone. You know what I'm saying? Instead of like it actually being like the hard disk itself, you know, that's what I'm asking. And the other thing was, is like, you know, when you're looking at it, like, is there any possibility that she obviously got beat? She knows she did. I mean, she was there. Right.
Like, so this is saying, I just looked this up. New York Post, federal authorities also allegedly provided news outlets with false and prejudicial statements and illegally disseminated grand jury information, including this 2016 videotape, his lawyers contended. So federal authorities are handing this stuff out. Why? You know, who is this federal authority that's giving this stuff away? And like, why would you do that? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, I'm not saying that Diddy is a good guy and that he doesn't deserve this shit. Sure, he totally does. But I think he's getting set up, bro.
That's hard to argue against, man. Like, sure. I think that people like this, like Epstein, are disposable at the end of the day.
Absolutely. They all are.
And so like they're useful until they're not useful. And then you have to have it crumble in an appropriate manner. You know what I'm saying? Because God forbid, like, the government comes out, they're not going to come out and say that they were involved. So they have to have it happen. And to your point, he is guilty of it. Like, there's no doubt.
Yep.
He did all the things. It's just, was he getting dosages from, you know, the government? And, you know, to your point about, like, who in the federal government would do this, a lot of people. Like, this new age government are leak machines, bro. Like, they could find it and be like, oh, shit, we got some juice.
At your job, Do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Some random fucking FBI agent finds
a video.
What
did they get,
though? What do you mean? What do you
did they get anything in return for leaking that?
Oh, I'm sure. You don't think CNN would pay for that? Are you kidding?
Oh, yeah, they would.
Yeah, so somebody... Well, all I'm saying is there's files and there's video. And let's say somebody in her party, right? That's what I was trying to say earlier. She got beat up. Let's say a bodyguard or a friend of hers or somebody said you got beat up and they heard about it. They called the actual hotel or motel and they said, listen, there was an incident the other night. Can you please get me a copy of it? That happens all the time. We give copies out if somebody gets in a car wreck in our parking lot, right? What if one of her friends or somebody got that shit and had it or like turned it into the FBI or something, right? Like who knows how that works?
What if, yeah.
But it's in file and then some random agent is going through shit and there it is. And he's like,
well,
man.
We're assuming that.
This is all assumption. Yeah, I'm just saying like that person sides. Who's got a moderate, you know, he's a low level fucking FBI agent. You can make a lot of money from stealing that footage and giving it, leaking it to CNN. Oh, you want 100,000? What was the recent video where they were bidding for? Wasn't it the Puff Daddy? I think it was Puff Daddy.
So that tells me that they've had that video for years. I mean, because that was a 2016 video, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, why were they holding on to it until Cassie Ventura came out and sued Diddy? Why didn't they come out with it sooner?
Probably for the same reason Diddy had his recordings of other people.
Opportunistic, I think. Personally.
So you had something that you could hold against somebody and then you could use it if you needed to at the right moment.
Yeah. I don't know why I got there.
For sure. Yeah.
I'm saying if you were working in your office and you hear about this case that comes up, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, she's suing, right? Puff Daddy's in the news. It's a big thing. And you're like, oh shit. And you just get in your thing, look up Puff Daddy. What files do we have on him? That thing pops up. Just hypothetical, right? Mm-hmm. That's opportunistic, man. Like, you're like, shit, we actually have a video of this motherfucker dragging this woman. Like, it's a great time to sell it because everybody's talking about it. You know, is that possible? Sure. You know, or to Greg's point, somebody had it this whole time.
I think, so here's the deal is like, have you guys watched any of the Penguin series?
Yeah.
On Max?
Yeah.
No. HBO?
It's good.
Dude, it's fucking great, dude.
Yeah.
But it's about a mobster down at the bottom. With too much gusto, he wants to be the top dog, and his like whole thing is collapsing on him, right? And I'm not going to give anything away, but I'm just saying, like, this is Diddy. Like, he was like this guy coming from nowhere, rising his way to the top, but he wants everything. He wants too much, dude. He's biting off more than he can chew, and he bit the hand that is feeding him. And I feel like when that happened, these people were like, we're not going to have that, dude. Like, we can't have this as a precedence because they probably have other people hired underneath them. So they're probably like, you know what? Let's get rid of this guy. Let's teach him a lesson. Let's teach everybody a lesson. You go after us, like, we're going to take you down in a way that you wish you never lived.
But if that ends up being true, if say he was like an asset and he got kind of over his head or out of control and they're like, we need to get rid of this. He's becoming a problem. And that's why all this started happening with him. Who's to say now that once he's in there, and I think his trial's in what, February or something? I think it's February.
Maybe May.
Because he wants to be the fucking guy, and now he's on his way down, that he doesn't go, fuck it.
He's gonna start squealing,
I know everything. And I'm gonna take everybody down with me.
He even said that he wants to testify.
Yeah, he did.
So he's going to be up there talking. So who the hell knows? I mean, but they're probably saying to him, hey, if you say anything, you got family, dude. You know what I mean? Like, there's ways to like make him stop talking, and there might be ways to turn this around for him. Who the hell knows, dude? I'm just saying, like, if you owned whatever over Diddy, you would definitely release that video of him kicking a woman and like dragging her body back into a hotel room. Be like, look at this piece of shit.
Yeah.
He's clearly a piece of shit. You got to ruin his character, right? That's what they've done, because Diddy did that himself. He's ruined his character. And then you turn him into a liar, have him retract all of his statements. And yeah, you're just going to, like, the next step is he'll probably be taken out, dude. He'll be Epstein'd. I think, yeah, there's a high chance.
I just don't put any weight on the liquor company at all. Like, I just don't, I don't see that personally. I feel like there's too many people in the industry that are also very powerful, maybe not as powerful as Puff Daddy, that can do all this stuff. Like, I don't think the liquor company, I just don't see it being an issue. Like, I feel like that's just like a non, I don't feel like they own him or any of that shit. They were profiting off of, listen, let's be honest. They were making money off the fact that Puff Daddy was working with them. Like
initially, yes.
Well, yes. Like, not a yes. Like, Puff Daddy is not just some nobody. Like, yes, they're a big company, but they also profit off of all these artists. It's not just Puff Daddy. All these people are making vodkas and all this bullshit. They're making money off the fact that this face is selling it. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is Puff Daddy's thing.
Well, yeah. And dude, I don't think it's like, to be clear, like, I don't think it's Diageo. I think that it's the people who own that brand. And if you look at like the top stakeholders of that brand, you got BlackRock, you got Wells Fargo, you got Bank of America, you got all of the top of the top who own, and they're the top stakeholders of that liquor company. So I'm just saying, there's a lot of powerful people out there, dude. And this is just a funnel. It's just a way to funnel that power.
When was this lawsuit?
Which one? The Cassie one?
No, the liquor.
Back in 2023, early 2023.
And so did you know about that when it happened?
No.
That's the point. No one cared. No one even knew anything about this company. Like, it wasn't like some detriment when he came out and said it. No one was
just because I didn't know about it doesn't mean anybody didn't know about it.
People obviously knew about it, but
they got investors, bro. You know what I mean?
I know, but you're going to the liquor store and you're buying your liquor, right? Like, that's just basic to me. Like, you're not thinking about who owns what when you're buying a bottle of fucking whatever you're buying. You're just like, I like fucking Buffalo Trace. I'm buying some Buffalo Trace tonight.
Here's
the deal, though.
Why does it matter who knew about the lawsuit or not?
What I'm saying is because the whole idea is like, we're going to set this man straight. Like, no one cared. Like, that he said that this company was racist. He lost. I know you guys are saying he didn't, but I'm saying he came out and had to apologize or say that it wasn't true. They took over his assets. Like, they won. Like,
you got to think about what was going on in the economy around this. This is like, you know, not necessarily the big Black Lives Matter push in 2020, but you still had fragments of that going on. And Diddy was on a big shows, dude. He was on podcasts. He was on like these auditorium stage talking about the lawsuit.
Sure.
Talking about how they were racist.
Okay,
talking about this company, dude.
What we always do, and what we've done in the past with Bud Light and all these other companies that have had boycotts, Target, we looked up their sales. We looked up their numbers. Like, I would be very curious, in that time frame, did this even dent anything? You know what I'm saying? Did it? Now, if you were to see that thing, and I don't have it right now. I mean, maybe you could look up. But if you saw like a fucking devastating loss when he came out and said it, then you have some weight with the whole like idea that this company would do that. If you're seeing a straight across thing or even in a rise or even a tiny little dip and then it goes back up, like, why would you even fucking blink an eye? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what would make you even like want to be that vengeful over something that the majority of people don't really even realize who owns what and what is in stake here?
Because I think it's more of a power thing, dude. Like I was saying, like, I think that they wanted to teach him a lesson, be like, dude, you know what? You are not as powerful as you think you are. You can't go after us, and we're going to teach you a lesson.
Well,
it's more
lesson think thing. That lesson happened when he lost everything. But I personally think the whole being an asset for somebody else is more of a plausible thing to me, and that's why he's going down, because he wasn't, like Dave said, wasn't useful anymore or is becoming a problem.
What's that girl's name? Jaguar? Yeah. What's her name? That one that kind of says...
Yeah, Jaguar, right?
Sure. I mean, she came out and said that 50 Cent, he's not all that great himself, and that he was saying a lot of this stuff because he wanted to be the new Puff Daddy. He wanted to be the kingpin ringleader fucking of this whole thing. Now, I don't know if that's true. Obviously, she's saying it, But what the point of it is logically, like all these rappers, right? Like all these people that are around him, Jay-Z included, right? You don't think that for a second that Jay-Z possibly, right? This is all, you know, assuming, but he obviously is very wealthy. His wife is very wealthy, mm-hmm. more popular than Puff Daddy at this point and have been for many years. You don't think that maybe he was like, man, Puffy doesn't fucking deserve this fucking shit. Like, he hasn't done shit forever. Like, I'm the one that's bringing all this cash. I'm the one that's the face of all this stuff now. Like, I'm going to fucking drop him so that I can be the person now.
I honestly could see Jay-Z and Beyonce being the musical kingpins here.
You think so?
Yeah, just because they are like hip-hop fucking royalty. Like, anywhere they go, it's fucking Jay-Z and Beyonce.
It is weird, don't you think, Greg? Mm-hmm. I mean, it is weird that everybody has to, like, apologize to her when they win an award. Like, I just want to say... Yeah. I mean, did you see fucking... Even JoJo Siwa, did you see that shit?
Uh-uh.
That fucking cracked me up a little bit. I was like, okay, listen, I don't like you at all. Like, you fucking kind of suck. But it was kind of funny that she was at the award show for dancing, right? Yeah. Just the other day, like a week ago. To find the clip, dude, because me saying it's not... It was kind of funny, dude. Like, because it's a mission in a sense of, like... Maybe she's kind of into this conspiracy.
What's her name?
Shit.
JoJo.
JoJo Siwa. Beyonce. Just put.
And it is like, now that you mention it, I remember when Megan Thee Stallion was performing WAP.
Scroll down.
She was saying Beyonce under her breath.
No, you spelled JoJo way. It's JoJo one word. How do you spell her name, Greg?
I don't fucking know how to spell.
JoJo's. Oh, dude, Siwa. So JoJo's one word. Siwa. And then Beyonce speech, new speech on that. You got to hear it though. Cause I mean, listen, it's kind of like, oh, she's come on. You better
nervous.
Pop. You better pop.
Right. She doesn't want Beyonce to be mad at her.
Dude, how in the fuck is this not right there? There it is right there.
This right here.
Yeah. Yeah. Here it is.
Okay. This
here
better
is.
Be good, Dave.
No, it's not good. It's just like, it's funny that she comes out and says this and people are like, you know,
I also have to say thank you to Beyonce, just so that way we keep the dance community safe. Ooh. Everybody, Beyonce, you got great music. We all love to dance to it. We all love you. Anyways, I am...
So she said, I have
thank
to...
You, thank you to Beyonce. Beyonce.
We have to keep the music industry safe.
She did like
or the dance industry safe. Do it one more time. Just play it back real quick. She says something about like... We have to keep
safe.
The dance...
I also have to say thank you to Beyonce, just so that way we keep the dance community safe.
The dance community safe.
Yeah, that's her saying, like, the music industry is not safe. That's why they always have to fucking say, I just want to say Beyonce. Like, there's a number of them. Like, get on TikTok and watch how many people say something about Beyonce when they win an award.
I'm going to pull a Dave here. Or they just wanted to be invited to Beyonce's party. They like her.
True.
Like, she's just, like, nice person.
True.
She
Very
wants
true.
To be on her good side, dude.
Maybe.
That's true.
I mean,
that is true.
JoJo, she's been big for a while, but she's had, like, a resurgence of blow up here recently.
Yeah.
Because I feel like she's become like the
JoJo.
She's become like the bad girl of whatever.
No,
right?
She's getting fame more like popular right now because she sucks and people mock her. That's the whole thing is them mocking her, like making fun of her voice, making fun of her. She's dumb and she says dumb shit. Like she was at Disneyland, just trash, bro, wearing a fucking construction vest and boots, and it was just she's just doing dumb shit, and she's a lesbian now. You know, and it's all this stuff, but listen,
she was apologizing to Beyonce, right? And so you guys are thinking Beyonce, Jay-Z at the top. So
I think them two have been at the top for a while.
I find it interesting.
Well, so there was a guy talking about this whole Diageo thing, right? He was saying that King Charles was the one who was saying, put the hit on the Diddy. Diddy must go down.
He needs to go down.
So I'm just saying, like, the conspiracies are wild, dude. Like, it goes from, like, King Charles giving directives to Joe Biden, and it's like,
sure.
It's all wild.
So but
I'm
here's
just saying,
the thing. Why? So let me ask you this. He has these videos, and what people are saying is there's politicians in these videos as well. Like, when we were talking, it was strictly music industry. There's actually politicians that could be in these videos as well. Why would you want them to go down knowing that he could potentially release all the videos, right? There's a potential for it.
Yeah.
So taking him down and not keeping him safe, and you're saying that, like, King Charles, whoever said that, is wanting him to go down, like, there's a threat to that as well. Like, there is a threat to that.
in Little Rod's lawsuit, he did say politicians, athletes. Mm-hmm. I believe it says princes, like Prince Andrew. Possibly. I don't know. Maybe.
Well, if you're going to one sex party, creatures. Why not another one?
Well, I mean, maybe he was talking about Prince.
Oh, yeah.
Prince doesn't strike me as a person that wants to be around anybody. Like, I bet you
he did. I bet he was into some freaky stuff.
But on his own, I think so. But he didn't like social gatherings, man.
He's like, Carmen Electra, tickle my butthole. Come on, baby.
Woo. Now, he, I don't know. He, that guy was weird.
He's a weird dude, man.
Prince?
Yeah, was Prince weird, was weird. Dude.
Yeah, he was a little funky.
Like, weird in a
creepy
way.
Like, though. It's all just a conspiracy, dude. Like, it's all just out there. I think that Diddy deserves whatever's coming his way, dude.
I'm with you 100%. Yeah. I'm with you 100%.
So that's, and like, to be honest, the thing that like was totally weird is like, there's video footage of him kicking, punching, and dragging Cassie back into that room.
Yeah.
And she settled with him within 24 hours.
Yeah.
Meaning she didn't want to go to court either. Right? Because she could have got a lot more money. I'm just saying. She could have got a lot more money.
How much did he offer?
$5 million.
Yeah. Hmm. I don't know. I mean, that's more than MMA fighters, dude. You know what I'm saying?
If I'm going, you know what I mean?
Maybe
it was more than just money. Maybe it was like death threats.
It could be. Dude, there's so many aspects. Maybe you just don't want to go through 6 months of trial. You know what I'm saying? Like, $5 million mm-hmm. is a lot of money, bro. It's a lot of money. Like, I know to Puffy it's probably not, but that's a.
But to me, I mean, it tells me like Cassie didn't really take it that serious. Like, if I was serious about it, I'd be like, nope, we're going to like go after your ass. I'm going to take you down as much as I can. Like, I don't care how much time this takes me. I don't care how long, like whatever I got to do, you are going to get the most amount of punishment. Because, dude, the shit that she described in that lawsuit is years and years of imprisonment. It's just like, remember the Count of Monte Cristo?
Yeah.
Never seen
it. It's like that, dude.
Yeah. It's but rough, like, dude. I remember it's rough.
Having sex.
It's rough, man. But you also have to prove it. And that's the hard part, right? You have a guy who's very, very wealthy, mm-hmm. very, very wealthy, and she was not very wealthy, and you're going up against a juggernaut. Like, and so you have all this stuff, you know what happened, but we've said this so many times. You actually have to prove that to people. And like at the end of the day, sometimes people just go, you know what? $5 million, it's in the news, people already think, you said it yourself, right, that his character has been
tarnished,
he's gave up money, she's now got $5 million in the bank, okay, and maybe that was good enough, you know what I'm saying?
I believe it was $5 million.
I don't remember exactly how much it was. I know it was a decent penny, you know, but $5 million's a lot of money, guys. I mean, it's not cheap, and you know, I'm not saying that that's worth all the shit she had to go through. But you have to understand, like, you have to go through months of trials, digging up old shit, and then there is a chance that he gets away with it. There's a chance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you get nothing. And
that is true, dude. Especially if he owns lawyers, he owns judges. Dude, think about, like,
exactly.
Diddy, right?
Yeah. Who was on tape that he just says...
Yeah, who was at that fucking white party?
All I'm saying is like, to me, that's not crazy to think, like, it's easier to just take that much money and just... let it be what it is, because she probably knew, as we're seeing right now, that this guy is going to get something coming to him eventually. So take that money while you can, and you know that this shit's going to come out. You know, he has done too much terrible shit that he'll be in prison at some point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Do you guys think this fucking No Direction guy?
One Direction? No Direction?
No Direction. Ain't going now. Any direction now. He's fucking...
He's still
stopped dead.
Yeah, man.
What are the odds that this may have had anything to do with information about any of this?
I don't know.
I feel like...
I just don't...
I mean, the timing. You got to look at the timing, dude. I think that it's... Honestly, I'm going to say it's pretty high.
Yeah.
I think that there is some dirt on him. I think he got high as fuck. He got angry as fuck saying, damn it, this shit's going to fuck. And he jumped off.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man. I really don't. I don't. Like, timing is definitely weird, and I'm with you on it. And also, just, like, who knows? Like, how are we ever going to know?
Well, the only way we would know is if information gets released. And that most of that shit probably isn't going to happen until after February.
Yeah.
Well, you never know, dude, because there was 120 people that came out recently, right?
Yeah.
And out of those 120, each one of them is coming out slowly throughout the news. If you guys haven't noticed, there's like six or so that have been named, maybe seven. So every week we're getting a little bit more on the details of who are these 120 people.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Now, what if next week, this week, sometime soon, we get information about this Liam guy? I don't know.
It's possible. Yeah, it's possible, man. Yeah, for sure.
Who knows?
Maybe.
I don't know that he's like as relevant anymore, you know, so I don't know how big of a fish he actually is or. But yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, like there's something weird. I mean, he's on talk show. He says the things he says. He ends up.
Well, who knows? I don't think it has anything to do with it, him being a big fish or not. I think it just has everything to do with seeing how the public seeing how far the tentacles go. And then and then questioning the whole fucking thing, like, is the whole fucking music industry involved in this? Does this fucking go? And then that brings in fucking the Hollywood shit. Does it all fucking tie in? All it's all part of the same fucking conglomerate fucking shit.
One
Direction's a they're a fairly young band, man, and like you know, there's a good chance that they were involved with Diddy parties getting into the music industry. Oh, you know what I'm saying? So
can I make a quick correction here, dude?
Yeah.
So. The details of the settlement remained private.
So nobody
disclosed the amount that was given.
You fuck, Greg. Just throwing numbers.
So arguably, arguably though, he could have paid her a lot of money.
He could have paid her a lot more.
Or not a lot of money.
That's true. I'm guessing
could have threatened her. Just like Chris was saying, you know, like, hey, if you keep on going after me, you want to do this? Like, you got kids? Come on.
The 24 hours. I feel like that he probably was like, he's so loaded. I could see him just throwing a huge number and being like, shut the fuck up. And she's just like.
And his lawyer or her lawyer was probably like, take the money. Yeah. Let's do this. Come on. Right? Let's end this.
Just
right
think
now,
about it. What if it's 10? Because
her lawyer
million.
Probably knew his lawyer and knew the capabilities of what's about to happen.
That's well, so serious. She was saying like claims on like something about a book and 30 million was the number that was always thrown out. Like, he let me, like, I was supposed to get $30 million, that kind of thing. So maybe he offered her $30 million.
Maybe he did. And that would even make more sense of why she just said, fuck that, I'll take it. And, you go on your merry way, you fucking pedophile. You know? Because, listen, we all see what's happening. We see it. And maybe she knew it. She knew a lot, I'm sure, of what was going on. And I'm sure she realized that sometime this is going to all pop. And she at least gets that money before the government gets it or whoever fucking gets it. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's trying to cash in while she can, because eventually all his assets are going to be fucking not his,
but,
you know?
So why hasn't Lil Rod been paid off then? You know, that's my question. Is like, Cassie, one and done, one day, out of here. Lil Rod, and Lil Rod's even accusing Cuba Gooding Jr., dude, of like touching his privates. Yeah.
Cuba Gooding Jr.'s been in a lot of shit, dude, which is sad because he's a great actor, but damn. I've heard name.
He seemed like a nice guy, but
his name's been thrown out on a bunch of different occasions. Yeah, about doing some crazy shit. Maybe. Listen, she was really, really involved with Puff Daddy, intimately involved with Puff Daddy, and I'm sure that he said things to her, and she has documentation of things that he was doing. Maybe he just wasn't as credible as she was. And maybe Puff Daddy thought he, you know, fuck that guy. He doesn't really know that
much shit.
She was
the bigger
anyways.
Fish in that situation.
Well, you know, I think she may know more. I mean, when you're intimate, like actually dating and you're this, regardless of what happened, maybe she had more maybe she had recordings of him saying things, you know, maybe the little dick didn't, you know?
So like when we were talking about the 2016 footage of the hotel being released by federal agents to CNN. Mm-hmm. It made me think of the raid, and there is speculation out there that that's why they raided his home in LA, is to get all of that footage.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, we got to protect certain people, but certain people let it out. We don't give a fuck. What do you guys think about that?
Well, wait, so when was, I'm just trying to put my timeline together. Was the raid after the video was released or before?
After the Cassie video? Yeah. Yes.
It was after?
The raid happened earlier in 2024.
Yeah, it was earlier
this
year.
The Cassie video came out afterwards.
No. Cassie video came out in May of 2023.
Okay.
During her lawsuit.
Yeah, no, I get you. Huh.
And then the feds raided Diddy on March 25th, 2024.
Yeah, okay.
This is when federal agents conducted searches in Diddy's home in Los Angeles and Miami. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they raided him at the same time. Exact same time. Like, see.
Dude, I'm with you on this one fully. I really am. Because he probably was an informant. I don't think that's crazy to think he was. And I think there's a high chance that they raided his stuff because they knew
he was going down.
Well, they knew.
That's what they did with Epstein, dude.
Yeah, they knew that all the information that they've been seeking from him for all these years was going to be lost if they didn't go in and take it first.
Yeah.
And leave some of the breadcrumbs around so it's got enough to prosecute. But they wanted that information that they paid him so much money for. You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. it would have been lost. If it was some local police that's doing it, all that shit, they would have had a harder time getting that back. You know what I'm for saying? Sure. So, yeah, I 100%, dude. 100% on that one for me. That's not even a question for me.
Yeah.
They have that shit. They have all the videos that they need, just like they have Epstein's, like you were saying. They have all of it. And so, shame on them for not releasing that stuff.
Well, that's why he's going fucking down, regardless
of what happens. Well, and it makes you wonder why haven't these agencies released any of it. And maybe you can argue they're working on a sting operation. It's a much larger thing, or they're like the mob, dude. Our federal agencies are the mob and they're controlling who gets what and they're blackmailing people. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Maybe they want to keep the blackmail going, and by him going down, maybe they didn't intend for him to go down, like hypothetically.
Yeah.
And they saw that he was going down. They so sent in like, their crew.
We have to get this shit. Yeah. Because we got to protect other people that we're still having.
Well, we want to control other people that would, because if they release it, they don't have the control anymore.
Exactly.
And so by them having that information, they can still control the population that was around him. And honestly, it would not shock me at all. I'll go on record saying it just before it comes out that he doesn't even get that big of a sentence on this. I think that they could do the same shit where they give him these like fucking puffball fucking felonies and shit. And he'll spend 5-10 years in prison. And
just like Ghislaine,
man.
Where's the list?
Yeah, there is no list.
Why haven't we seen the Epstein list, everybody? It's just the same fucking.
Well, you're not going to fucking see it.
I think it's because there's two factions going on inside all these fucking agencies. They're not going to take down their own fucking people. They just wouldn't. So I think there's probably a faction that is trying to, like with the Diddy thing, there's a faction that are taking him down, and there's a faction that were working with him. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to protect themselves. And
I'm just saying, when he gets on the stand and he says, I have all this information, I have video, and they say, where's the video? Mm. And he's going to go, what's at my house? And they're going to go, we looked at your house. We don't see no videos. And they're going to be, and then you're going to hear the news. They're going to be like, look up the desperation of Puff Daddy trying to accuse
he's
poor
lying,
Beyonce.
Making up stories.
Yeah. You know, she's trying to, the queen Beyonce, he's trying to say that she was fucking guys with fake dildos and, I can't believe this. There's no proof of this at all. And they have it. That's what I'm saying. He'll get some 10-year sentence. He'll go off in the wind after he's done because nobody's going to fucking care about his ass ever again. And Beyonce takes control. What?
What do you guys think about a dead man trigger?
I don't think he has it. I bet he doesn't.
No.
Doesn't have one?
I don't think so, man. I honestly don't. I think here's the thing. I think he probably felt powerful. He has his mansion. He has all the fucking tapes and all the shit. And
guns.
All of it. I'm
like
just saying.
He felt like he was too big to go down.
Yeah. I think this is all, like you said.
Too big to rig.
It was quick, bro. It was really quick how this all happened. You know what I'm saying? The raid and everything that just kind of transpired. We weren't envisioning this one anytime soon. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so maybe he was caught off guard by the whole thing and didn't have any of this shit. I don't think he's some mastermind. I got to be honest with you. He's a fucking dude. Okay, who has a lot of money and he's a fucking party animal. I don't think he's some mastermind. I think Epstein probably, or at least Ghislaine, the combo, were probably more thought out because, again, you're talking about different kind of wealth, dude, in my opinion.
I don't think he was a mastermind, but I do think he was paranoid as fuck. Yeah. Like, judging from all of his video, from the evidence, from everything, the alleged evidence, I think he was a very paranoid person. And I think that he was smart enough from an intelligence gathering aspect to put a camera in every single room.
Sure, sure.
So why wouldn't he have a plan B, C, D, all the way down to Z? You know what I mean?
Sure, it's possible, man. Maybe. But like, once the feds come in and they know, they find out all his hiding spots and they, I don't know. Do you have all this shit? Do you trust anybody else having it? You know what I'm saying? At the same time, who do you give that to?
Unless you don't trust anybody else having it.
But I'm saying if you have this, like, I know this dead man switch, but I'm saying it wouldn't, like, you have maybe, all this information, maybe you give it to fucking Jay-Z.
Maybe he's on the stand and they go, what videos? There was no videos in your house.
And he's fucking like, farts
and he
it
goes,
out.
And he goes, takes a contact out and he goes, I got them all right here.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
They're all downloaded or, on this mini
or like
drive.
His butt buddy boyfriend stands up and goes, these ones, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. Or did he stands up on the stand and bends over and pulls it out of his, like a USB out of his ass. He goes, that's right here.
He's like, check lube bottle number 22. You'll see what I'm talking about. Yeah. Notorious B.I.G.
Like
walks
the magician?
In.
What? Well, yeah, the magician like keeps on pulling the thing out of his sleeve. Yeah. It's like that, but out of this guy's butthole. He's like, this video.
Dude, what I'd like to see is just, you see Tupac and Notorious walk into the courtroom and they say, we're back, motherfuckers. Here's the evidence. You know what I'm saying? They're not even dead, dude.
Now we're
Biggie
talking.
Pulls it from under his titty and he says, I got you, Puffy. I got you.
Yeah.
You're my boy, Blue. You know, whatever.
What?
I don't know, dude.
Is that what Biggie sounded like?
Nah, he had the, he was, well, I don't know actually, but he kind of had like a deeper.
You call the puff one. You got to clog that throat a little bit. You know what I mean?
I think he had like a kind of a too slow.
You had like a choking Cuomo.
Yeah.
Well, it's a glob of bubble. A little double.
That one's the best.
It's good stuff.
I mean, listen, let's end it on this, man. Do you foresee him actually getting serious time for this and this being something? Or is this going to kind of fall in the same line as the Epstein-Ghislaine situation? Not necessarily with the death, but just that it's going to just go and continue to fucking roll and everybody forgets about it and they move on with their life.
Yeah, I could either see Diddy dying in prison, like getting shanked. Mm-hmm. Someone will kill him.
Yeah.
And or it will be a minimal sentence, nice cushy prison, just like Ghislaine Maxwell. They're gonna set him up. Yeah. And then the scope of who goes down, because everybody's like,
gets a
oh,
lot
this
bigger.
Is gonna take everybody down. You know what I mean? Like I don't think that's gonna happen. I think it's very small scoped.
I think that he knows of a lot of people that are involved in this kind of shit, and I think he doesn't get as heavy of a sentence as he should because he's going to rattle a bunch of people out. I think when it comes down to it,
but wouldn't they already have that though? They have the videos, right? Why would they need a confession when they have the video?
Well, I mean, maybe there's certain people that are in charge of things that aren't on the videos.
Or don't see the videos and they're like, oh yeah. Yeah, that would
I would like to see them all go down. I really would. I'd like to see them all go down for this. Just at least like even if it's not major, like I still want to see you face the consequences of doing stupid shit.
I mean if he wasn't going to rat people out, why would he testify? Why would he say, yeah, I'm gonna get up on the stand and I have things to
pride.
Dude, that's what I wanna know. I wanna know what he says.
Yeah.
Because if he's talking about the coincidence and like this attack of the character, you know, what's he going to do? Because like this is about him. It's not about other people. It's not going to be like, well, look at what these people did. Well, yeah. They did it, so I could do it too. It's like that's not going to get you out of court. Like he has to say something that can defend his character.
The government asked me to butt fuck, and I was told if I didn't butt fuck, they would butt fuck me.
Yeah. Man, I feel like we said butt fuck a lot in this episode. Yeah.
Butt fuck.
To butt fuck or be butt fucked.
God.
Listen, this is interesting stuff, man. It's fun. It's fun. The theories are all over the place. But I at the end of the day, I see this guy getting a light sentence, man. I really do. I see 10 to 15 years max.
I see a lighter sentence than he should get, and it's going to spring into other people. That's what I see.
Okay.
Damn, dude.
I say 10 years or less, and the scope will be maybe one or two other people, but that's about it.
Probably people that are almost dying anyways, right? These execs and shit. Clive. He's almost dead anyways. Who gives a shit? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
All right, man. Good shit, guys. Good
show, guys. Thank you, everybody, for watching. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
And we want to thank Beyonce. Just keep the podcasting community safe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Keep it safe, people.
We love listening to your music.
I don't.